A tornado is described as a violent windstorm consisting of a tall column of rotating air causing damage and destruction. It would also be described as the blitz package in the Knoxville Football Defensive Playbook. Today, we look at the tornado blitz the Panthers have used, and at times very successfully this and past seasons. Head coach and defensive coordinator Eric Keller says they like running it on third down passing situations to make the opposing quarterback either run around or throw quicker than he would like to and into coverage or throw it away.
So, for example, if we're going to the right, that tells our left defensive end that he's going to the right. And then we have a linebacker. Usually it's our will linebacker. It's usually Titus. He's coming off the edge. So our defensive tackle will take B gap, and then our defensive end. A lot of teams that run this blitz, they'll just kind of slant him down inside the tackle, but we send him all the way to A gap. We kind of hide him. It's hard to hide Remy and Pete, but they try to get down to A gap, and then our linebacker comes off the edge. So then our Mike linebacker, who's our middle linebacker, he's got to cover the leftover B gap. So since we're losing a linebacker, when he comes off the edge, we roll our safety up to the flat. So what we're hoping is the quarterback sees that guy coming off the edge and has to make a quick throw.
In week two against Fairfield, the Panthers used Tornado on a third and long situation to force the Trojans into a bad throw, and Christian Magagne was right there to intercept it for his second pick of the game and to give the Panthers great field position.
Here's Kreil back to pass to start the second quarter. Picked off again! Christian Magagne down the sidelines, and he'll get tackled at the 20-yard line of Fairfield.
The players like it because it gives them an opportunity to create havoc. And like the weather phenomenon we're unfortunately used to seeing around these parts in the spring and summer, do a lot of damage to the opposing offense.
Titus just wants me to call it every play, but obviously we can't. Early in the year, I think he had a couple sacks, a couple tackles for losses. Middle of the year, we've had some incomplete passes just because he had to get rid of it quickly. So it's been a good play for us.
The tornado was unleashed in week one against Sheraton, where linebacker Titus Chapman gobbled up eight tackles, one of them being a sack earlier in the game.
I formation, Tuandong rolls out to the right side. He's looking, gets hit, it goes down! Titus Chapman again. He is bidding for player of the game tonight, and he gets a big sack back all the way to the Knoxville 38-yard line.
That sack and Knoxville's all-around defense helped the Panthers to a 2-0 start. The next week, the Panthers, unlike the National Weather Service, did not warn Fairfield that there would be more than a marginal risk of tornadoes around Kenlock Stadium, and Remington Sykes took full advantage.
Kreil takes a snap, looks again, gets away from Rush, gets hit and brought down. Coming through was Remington Sykes, did not give up on that play.
But what happens if the offense does not give Knoxville the look the Panthers were thinking? Coach Keller says they just kill the play.
Go back to base. So even this week against Bondurant, we have some different blitzes besides Tornado. But if they come out in certain formations, we just kill it and everything's off, so nobody gets confused. So like if the line was supposed to slant and we had a backer going, it's everything is killed. So we don't have one guy doing something and the other guy forgets. So it was just base and whatever our base coverage is that day.
You might be surprised to know that the Knoxville Defensive Playbook is loaded with other meteorological terms like rain, lightning, and other coverages and blitzes. Keller says Tornado has been in his playbook for several years. He adds it can be tweaked to nearly any defense. In his time at Knoxville, he's run it out of the 3-4, 4-3, and at times when the Panthers have been in the 3-5 look. He credits his players for understanding coverages and says that one of many reasons the defense in Knoxville is so much improved this season. Right now, the Panthers are giving up 28 fewer yards at this point of the season than last year. Keller says they can call different coverages and the players know where they need to be. He says they don't win every battle, but for the most part, they are right there in the right spot.
You got to have some pretty good DBs that are smart, and even our linebackers, when we run it out of our 3-5, if we run it out of our 3-5, our one dog linebacker has a long way to go to the other side of the formation to cover hook to curl, so that's a little trickier, but our guys seem to be picking it up pretty well.
The Panther Tornado Blitz Package has created havoc and destruction of opposing offenses this season. Tonight, the Panthers hope to create widespread damage at the Bondurant Farrar Football Stadium. For Football Friday Nights on KNIA KRLS, I'm Derek Cardwell.